The Walt Disney Company, the entertainment powerhouse that began more than 70 years ago with a little cartoon character named Mickey Mouse, is getting out of the traditional cartoon business. The company is closing one of its legendary animation studios in Orlando, Florida, laying off most of its once 2,000-strong army of artists, and relocating the rest of the company to headquarters in Burbank, California. The move reflects the growing dominance of computer-based digital animation over the painstakingly hand-drawn animation methods that Disney Studios pioneered. But some of Disney's traditional animators aren't ready to hang up their pens and brushes. A group of them has decided to form a new company, one that will work exclusively with hand-drawn animation techniques.
Just whistle while you work.
In 1937, audiences were enthralled by Walt Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first ever full-length animated feature. The film's exquisite artistry, the product of thousands of hours of work by teams of skilled artists and animators, set the standard for the many Disney animated feature films that followed over the next four decades. But in the early 1980s, the fledgling technology of computer-generated animation began to find its way into cartoons and special effects. With the touch of a button, artists could animate graphic images with a stunning new degree of realism.
Even the great traditional animators such as Nick Ranieri and Glenn Keane and Mark Hinn are all learning how to animate on a computer animation platform. And from the best of my knowledge, there's no desire to, at this point, to go back to hand-drawn animation.
Eddie Pittman is the founder and director of Legacy Animation Studios, which opened last month in Florida. He and his staff are credited with animating more than 25 feature films, including Disney's The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Mulan, and Lilo and Stitch. Mr. Pittman believes hand-drawn animation connects with viewers' emotions more powerfully than computer-generated art.
We all can make some scribbles on a piece of paper, and to imagine that those scribbles can come to life and act, emote, it's magic. But when we watch computer animation, it's so slick, it's so flawless in many ways. Visually, surface-wise, that I think we don't know how it's done. So we don't even think that someone actually did touch it or make it.
Because you're dealing with three-dimensional sets and three-dimensional characters that are closer to live action.
Charles Solomon is a film critic and contributor to the Los Angeles Times newspaper.
Actually, in many ways, computer animation is similar to puppet animation, because you have questions of how they're lit, and just their dimensionality adds something to that world. In two-dimensional animation, you have a chance for much greater fantasy and distortion and caricature.
Disney Studios' 1994 hit, The Lion King, earned more money at the box office than any other animated film before it. But its success was eclipsed by last year's Finding Nemo, a computer animated film that, like The Lion King, was as appealing to adults as it was to children. Legacy Studios director Eddie Pittman says some Hollywood executives believe that hand animation has become old-fashioned.
Hollywood's quick to jump on trends. And they did this after Lion King when they thought, oh, people love to see animated movies. And the truth was, people love to see good stories no matter how that story is delivered. Lion King was a really good story. Same as Nemo was a really good story. But from the response I've gotten from Disney fans all over the world, I've received over 1,000 emails now. People love hand-drawn animation, and they don't think it's old-fashioned. Otherwise, you know, there are two of the three films that were nominated for Best Animated Feature this year are hand-drawn animated films. So I don't think it's an old-fashioned art. I think it's still a very viable form of entertainment.
Legacy Studios director Eddie Pittman acknowledges there are some great computer animated films being made and gives special credit to Pixar Animation Studios, which produced Finding Nemo. Pixar, which is headed by Apple Computer co-founder Steve Jobs, recently broke off its long-standing partnership with the Walt Disney Company because of disagreements over the distribution of its films. Mr. Pittman says the breakup reflects the changing focus of the Walt Disney Company.
Disney has a rich tradition of entertainment, animated films that seems to be changing right now. And one of the changes, from my perspective, is not recognizing who those creative people are, which creative people are important to their process of making these films successful. Pixar was a wonderful creative partner, and as many of the animators in the Florida studio were wonderful creative people that really made Disney what it was.
Los Angeles film critic Charles Solomon says the impact on Disney could be enormous if they are not able to heal the rift with Pixar.
And if Disney and Pixar don't kiss and make up, Disney will have a very, very powerful rival in Pixar, because in some ways Pixar, I think, has supplanted Disney in recent years as the studio that makes the film that you go to knowing, I can take my grandfather and my grandson to this movie and we'll all be entertained.
Legacy Animation Studios director Eddie Pittman says the new company in Orlando is named for the legacy of Walt Disney, who also started out as a lone cartoonist with big dreams.
And I think Walt Disney's legacy, it was more than animation and theme parks. I think it was really about being innovative. It's about great story, and it's about pursuing things that are very important to you and not giving up.
Over at our place, we're sure of just one thing. Everybody in the world was once a child.
In this 1938 interview, Walt Disney talked about his vision for the movies he wanted to make.
So in planning a new picture, we don't think of grown-ups and we don't think of children, but just of that fine, clean, unspoiled spot down deep in every one of us that maybe the world has made us forget and that maybe our pictures can help recall.
The new Legacy Animation Studios in Orlando, Florida, recently completed the first hand-drawn animation film designed for projection in the dome of a planetarium. Legends of the Night Sky, Orion, is the first 360-degree cartoon ever made, giving planetarium visitors the feeling of being surrounded and part of the cartoon. Legacy has also just produced an animated short called Lucky, the story of a four-leaf clover who is down on his luck and learns to rise above adversity. This is Robin Rupley.